Group Chat Golf presents the Technically Golf Podcast, a golf podcast. Technically, your boy Chubba Watson, officially Sonny, the return of Master Bastion, and a special guest, Mr. Drunk at the Turn. I got that wrong last time when we did a fake podcast that we didn't record it. Drunk by the Turn. And I'm going to ask this question again. Why is it that we are waiting halfway through events to get drunk? We can't show up drunk to them?
I definitely can. I mean, there's no right or wrong answer to being drunk.
Okay.
It's always a good time to be drunk.
I agree with that completely.
Yeah, okay. And on another note, real quick, we recorded a full podcast last night. Great pod with shout out Dave from Golf and Jokes and Andrew from DGen Health. And Achille here from Drunk by the Turn, and I forgot to turn my mic on.
Yeah.
So I realized it about an hour and 10 minutes in. I didn't want it to be the case, but it was.
Yeah.
So that's null and void.
Yeah,
and
we were rolling.
We were all a little bit drunk. Like,
yeah.
It was a good, but we didn't have Master Bastion, so.
But
nice
we do now.
Back. We lost Dave, so shout out to Golf and Jokes for coming on a fake pod for a little while.
Yeah, that was fun. Sorry to him that we couldn't actually publish it because Sonny didn't have his mic on.
Yeah,
but the return of Master Bastion, I feel like I got a lot of people commenting where what's going on. Why isn't Master Bastion on the pod anymore? I said,
obviously.
He is. He just was busy.
Obviously.
The kid was busy. So we've had 2 days now of Live Chicago. We had the Pro-Am on Thursday, and we had day one Friday.
Live Chicago in air quote. In
right, yeah. In Live Chicago an hour away from Chicago. It's very similar to Boston, which makes us a little nervous for the Miami event. Is that going to be in Cuba?
So I looked it up, and it is right on.
It's right there at Doral.
It's so right there in Doral.
Phew!
Which,
how far from the airport is that?
I'm not sure.
I think the airport's actually in Boca Raton.
Because if you guys tell me an hour, I'll slap you in the mouth right now.
The only thing I want to say is this, like, from a lack of education on our parts, like, is Naperville and this area, like, considered a suburb of
Chicagoland?
Is Bolton, Mass considered? I guess
right.
It would be. Maybe.
I heard.
You're right yeah. there.
The term Chicagoland was thrown around
yeah,
a few times
I'm hearing
today.
That a lot. I need to look into that more because
yeah.
I think that's what locals call it.
And I mean, it does make sense. Like L.A., for instance, spans one third of the state of California.
Yeah.
But like the city itself, like the city proper, is like one cubic square mile.
You guys went into the city. I just went in for the first time tonight.
We did. What did we go in for?
We saw the Bean.
Yeah, we went in for the Bean.
And we got a quick peek of Lake Michigan. I hadn't seen it in about 15 years, so we popped up a hill.
Yep. We almost got there, but it was...
We stepped on a little ledge and
yeah,
saw
we
it
were
for a second and then turned around.
We were like hitting our allotment of 15 minutes of being in a city, so once we hit that 15-minute mark, we just caught a glimpse, and we tried to get to the shore, but we couldn't. But anyway, so let's start with the Pro-Am. Achille, this was your first pro golf event. What were your thoughts going into the Pro-Am?
Honestly, well, I think all of us can relate to this. I didn't think we expected half of the stuff that we got at the Pro-Am that I don't think we...
Tell the people at home the stuff we got at the Pro-Am.
I mean, we got the full treatment.
We did. It was
sick. We couldn't have got anything. We couldn't have asked for anything else. I mean, we were inside the ropes. We were walking with, the greatest golfers on the earth.
Yeah,
there was
the Pats.
Point at the turn where we were with, standing on the same tee box and chatting with the Brooks Koepka, Pat Perez, Patrick Reed, Phil
Mickelson,
Bubba Watson.
Yeah,
I almost said the only thing that would have made it better was free food, but we got that too.
Yeah, we did.
Free beer,
free
which
food
is just
and
like,
beer.
It was like a wet dream. I'm still waiting to wake
up.
Yeah,
dude, we were walking past the concession area and they were just, the guys were, there was like no one over there. And then the people working were like, come on, free beer and free food. And I'm like, all right, I got a chicken sandwich.
Nice.
Yeah, I mean, the Live staff is like Chick-fil-A workers on steroids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a
bunch of good,
phenomenal.
Happy people over there.
Yeah. Phenomenal human beings. So, yeah, we walked with the two out of the four members of the Aces.
Number one team.
Who are a bona fide wagon.
Yeah, they're
Pat Perez and the King, Patrick Reed.
Yeah,
we got to
those
got to
two,
walk
not the
with
bottom two.
his royalty.
Today they were, but
you talking that shit, dude?
I'm just saying, you're like the royalty or whatever they are.
I mean, okay,
like, he's listed the bottom dude. Dustin
Pat Perez. Pat Perez
dominating.
Will tell you for sure that he is lucky to have those teammates. Patrick Reed is the not only the king of America, but he's also the king of golf. So, I mean, the man has a green jacket.
Pat Perez looks great.
He's a
way,
yeah, he's an absolute so stud.
Cool. Yeah, he does look cool.
This fucking moxie, dude.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
you're not going to clown Pat Perez. He's
right,
gonna clown you.
And that's a great use of moxie there, because it is not only his drip in terms of his clothing, but it's also his attitude.
Yeah,
and it's just all encompassing with that man.
I don't think he gets a really bad, you know. I mean, he has two Masters champs on his team, and he doesn't play bad. I mean, the dude's later in his career, and it's like, you know, he's made over $28 million tour earnings, and he's never lost his tour card ever.
He's had his tour card for 20 years.
Yeah. Not too many people
can
say they did.
Imagine getting on tour
for 20
years. That's insane. Just like doing what you have to do when you have to do it.
Yeah.
And that's respectable.
Yeah, the boy delivers, that's for sure.
When I was out there on 18, it was probably my first time really watching him golf. I know I was at the Boston event and maybe saw him hit a shot or two, but he was down three coming up and eagled.
Oh, that's right.
Eagled that hole right in front of me.
Of course he did.
And does he wear – he just wears straight Jordans.
Yeah.
He does
Jordan
wear
athlete.
Golf shoes.
He's a Jordan-sponsored athlete.
They have a little different sole on them. Yeah, okay. Pretty much. I mean, he's rocking J's out there.
Just a great look to that guy.
Oh, yeah, phenomenal.
Patrick Reed in the practice round, I mean, and shout out to Kessler for getting us out there too, his caddy. The guy hit every single ball right at the hole. He's so dialed in
right
now. It was fun to watch. He didn't play great today, but
the king of practice rounds.
Yeah, for sure. And the Augusta National golf course.
The BMW Augusta National putter cover, the Masters, just breaking down. It's really old, and you know, but he's still got it on his putter.
Yeah, quite a move. I mean, when I saw that, I was just I didn't think I could love the king more. But when I saw that his putter cover was the Augusta National putter cover, it happened. I loved him more.
I love how much he drips out in Liv shit.
Yeah.
I mean, he rocks it every... He's wearing more Liv shit than anybody else on this tour right now.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got the double on his polo, on the collar and the shirt, and I fucking love it.
A total fuck you to Wentworth when he... He wore it there without, you know, they obviously...
I did hear
one
somebody's caddy, I think it was... Harold Varner's caddy went up to him and said he succumbed to the pressure and didn't wear it the next couple of days after wearing it that first day, the live stuff.
Rock
I don't
that
know if that's
proud.
True, but.
What was your guys' favorite moment from the Pro-Am? I'll tell you mine. Shout out Akili. That's a little move I stole from him. Ask a question, then answer it yourself. Let me paint you a little picture here. We're on the 18th hole, okay? Par 5. And the king pulls not a driver, but a 3-wood, and then hits it a nautical mile. Is that further than a regular mile?
Sounds farther. So
he hit it a goddamn nautical mile, 3-wood. And
one knot?
Yeah.
Is that what that means?
I don't really know what that means, but it sounded far. And the boys are kind of like crowding around Patty Perez. And Chubba just says to himself, you know, what's the king doing right now? And he moseys his way down there. And we huddle up, Coach Kevin, Caddy Kessler, and the king and I. We talk, what's the number, Kess? And he says, we got 209. We got to carry 209 here, boys. A million bunkers in front. And then we drop the club, which was a 7-iron. And... you know, we're just talking. We got a tree in front, and it's an elevated green, and we're just kind of talking trajectory and, you know, club head speed and stuff like that. And then what does the king do? He just throws an absolute dart right at the pin, 209, carries it, no problem, gets up there, knocks the putt down. The boys exit the huddle. We just waltz right up the eight. I mean, to walk up the 18th fairway to the green with the king,
It was such a good walk.
It felt like I was walking over the bridge at St. Andrews.
It's exactly what it felt like.
Closest thing I could put it to.
And the boy's just talking to us a little bit about his, you know, thoughts and feelings on the current economic standing of the golf world.
Asked him if he practiced less now.
Oh, my God,
dude. He was just like, what do you mean?
He was going to rip his head off.
There's less events.
Practice less?
He just nerded out and told me how much more he practices and how much more it means to him now.
He said, buddy, I never.
Money is on the line every time, like huge chunks.
Sonny asked the question. The king just snaps his head over. He says, my friend, I never stop practicing. Yeah. What are you talking about? I practice all the time.
He loves it, man.
I play in events. I do events. Did you guys have a favorite moment from the Pro-Am?
Well, I did when you say, I can't remember what I said yesterday. But today, as I was walking on the course, I did have a favorite moment I was thinking about on the 13th hole, that long par 5 that Bryson lost his ball on today. We were all walking down that fairway, and there was a really nice breeze on that hole because it's like the corner hole on the course right next to the cornfields. And I felt that breeze again today, and it gave me a deja vu of a moment that I had the day before walking that hole.
So we walked with the king and Pat Perez 16 holes during the Pro-Am. Your favorite part was you felt a gust of wind?
Yeah.
Okay.
With the guys, you know. we were talking on that hole, too, with Pat. No, but walking down that 18th probably was my favorite. And we watched Pat Perez hit in on 18, and I did ask how far it was because I was curious. And him and his caddy both said 230 at the same time.
Oh, okay.
I felt like I was kind of in on that little convo too. So that felt pretty good for me.
Yep.
But just as
drunk by the turn,
from
did you?
The
have
second, we went under the ropes to the.
Sorry,
minute,
I didn't mean to.
Back. No, that's fine.
I didn't mean to cut you off,
that's
dude.
Fine.
Did you have more to add to your 17 favorite moments from the Pro-Am?
Yeah, I was gonna add from the moment we went under the ropes to the moment we just went back outside them.
Okay, so every single minute of it. Great. Drunk by the turn, favorite moment from the Pro-Am.
There's one more actually.
I was actually about to be pretty frustrated.
It's my turn.
Yeah. Skip Bayless.
I was taking all the moments.
It's my turn.
Anyway, no. Ironically, my favorite moment was actually at the turn. Like I said, when we it was a little backed up on 10, and all the golfers were just sitting there chatting, and it just felt super illegal that I was on the same tee box as Koepka, Watson, Barner, Perez, the King, Reed.
I'll kill you right now, Sebastian.
Dude, it was just fucking unreal and just felt illegal. And it just,
Did. I mean, you got to show Cam Smith one of your memes.
Yeah,
that was sick.
It was a big moment. Yeah.
You got to ask him a cute little question today at the podium. Yeah. I'm sure everybody has seen that by now.
No, what'd you ask him?
How many tears was he able to fit in the Claret? Royce was he able to fit in the Claret jug after he beat him?
Nice.
Yeah. So, I think the answer was 54. So.
54 he said none. I already
large
used him to masturbate.
54 large. Okay, so now. Moving into
no,
today.
Let me tell you my favorite.
Oh yeah, sorry, Master Bastion. What was your favorite moment?
What's going
from
on
the...
over here?
Sorry, did I not ask that?
You want me to step out for a second while you guys fuck up at another putt? My favorite moment is I pulled into lot C, and it was overflowed at the Pro-Am. So I went to lot A, and I took a 2.5 hour nap.
Wow.
I did. It was.
You needed it.
Oh, I definitely did.
I haven't even seen you since we've been
here. Did you have sweet dreams during the nap?
I honestly can't remember the dreams. I just got woken up a few times by people telling me to move forward. And I'd be like, you know, you're kind of grumpy when you wake up. So I'd be like, move forward.
I know.
Yeah. Like, I wasn't sleeping.
Yeah, I'll do my
job.
Like
resting my eyes. So, then I moved up and I got to, I got to take a nap. So that was my big Pro-Am moment.
Love that. Okay, love that. Is it, with your permission now, Master Bastion, is it okay if we move into day one of the competition?
Well, doesn't it seem like the right fucking time, Chello?
Okay, dumb question by me. So day one, Dustin Johnson out of the gate dominating again. But before we get real into the action, let's just do a quick recap of everyone's teams and individual picks. Bandwagon Sonny, who did you have?
We made these picks last night.
Yeah, during the pod that didn't.
I had four aces.
You had the four. Who's your individual? Yeah, sure.
We made these picks like weeks ago.
Totally. I don't remember that. On the pod. But to recap, you had
for the week Dustin Johnson.
You had Bryson DeChambeau as the individual and Bandwagon Aces.
I had Bryson, it's his birthday today.
Happy birthday, Bryson. Junk at the turn, who was your pick?
Individual, I had Ustiesen.
Okay, and team?
I'm an ace loyalist.
Okay, cool. Master Bastion?
Obviously, I'm a Niblix fan.
Right.
Who couldn't be?
Right. You're a Niblix fan, but was that your pick?
Oh, just all of them?
Who was your pick to win as the team?
Obviously, you're not the whole team. Niblix. My team to win, but my pick is actually not on that team, and it's Pechara. I don't know how to pronounce his name well. But
okay,
he's from Thailand.
You understand the format, right? You pick a team and you pick an individual. Who do you have to win the team event? Who do you have to win the individual?
So let me just repeat exactly what I just
said. Okay, go ahead.
I will say the team Niblix.
Okay, Niblix.
And then
yeah.
The player is Pechara.
Right.
I believe his name is.
I think it's,
and he's on. What is that? Ironheads or
Niblick is an old golf, like one of the old golf clubs, an iron with a heavy lofted head, such as a 9-iron, used especially for playing out of bunkers.
Wow. Okay.
Anybody from Ireland on the Niblicks?
Maybe. Or the Niblicks? Who's on the Niblicks?
The Stick.
Oh, you don't know who's on your team, dude?
What's that? Piot?
Petit.
Turk.
That's Bubba's team.
Well, it will be, but it's not his yet.
Well, he's non-playing captain.
But yeah, PC. Turk, Piot. Hat Swafford.
Okay.
And the new guy who just came last week begins with an H.
Joaquin Neiman.
It's not Neiman.
That's not an H.
Varner.
I'm fucking Varner. I'm fucking fraud. I'm sorry.
Okay, Harold Varner. Okay, so Chuba Watson's picks, individual Cam Smith, team Punch GC, because I'm obviously home. I mean,
guy.
The biggest punch guy that there is. And let's just go over a quick scoreboard real quick. Cam Smith, second overall by himself, 6 under par, 3 strokes off the lead.
First at giving you the cold shoulder.
Team, we're not getting into that yet. Team,
the coldest of shoulders,
guys,
I've heard.
Guys, keep it together. Team leaderboard, aces, 11 under par in first place. Punch GC, 10 under par in second place, 1 stroke back. As of now, day one closing, Chuba Watson dominating this competition. Absolutely dominating this competition.
Nice,
Cam
dude.
Smith.
One in a row.
My individual's in second. My team's in second.
Okay.
Your bandwagon team is in first. And your individual is in dead ass last.
Bryson's 3 under.
Bryson's 3 under.
The leaderboard is at 9.
Yeah, but it goes like 9, 6, 4, or 3. It might be like T7.
Yeah, T8, whatever. Yeah. Drunk by the turn, bandwagon aces in first for now. And Louis Oosthuizen tied dead ass last with Bryson DeChambeau. The Niblix and the guy that Seabass can't pronounce, obviously, it's not even in close to the running. I'm gonna make a very bold prediction, doubling down on my already amazing prediction. The Punch GC are dethroning the Aces this week in Chicago.
Ooh,
that's a fact.
Not if Niblix.
Not on the King. Not on the King.
That is a fact.
I can't believe you love Cam Smith so much.
Well, he's my. I mean, here's the thing, dude. Like, I grew up. I grew up a Punch GC fan.
Wish you could.
My dad and uncles were all Punch GC guys. I'm a hometown fan.
How he could switch to the Aces at this point.
That podcast never came out because you didn't turn your mic on.
Those were private conversations of you saying, how can I get away?
How can I get away from the punch and come over to the Aces?
Okay.
You mean
come.
The Giants
Fair.
To a Pats to a Buccaneers
Fair.
Fan?
But hear me out. Hear me out here. Okay. That was before the Punch were in second.
Yeah, that's true.
So it was not looking great for the Punch last week in Boston, but the team's playing well. Cam Smith might hate me, but I love him.
Did you get any words to him today? I don't know.
He didn't hear me.
I got a fist bump.
He couldn't hear me.
From Cam Smith.
Yeah. Everyone. So did everyone
and
in the
Bryson
goddamn world.
Coming off of 18.
Except for me.
Let's not take that from him.
Well, I'm the Cam Smith guy, so.
Ooh. Wait a second. Can we
Seabass, this is you tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe we should highlight that.
What are you doing tomorrow, Master Bastion? Why don't you tell everyone at home?
I've needed one bad. I think a few months ago cut my own mullet myself, and I've noticed while I'm driving all of these players that I might get a few more looks than the rest.
Totally. You're a looker.
Duh. But yeah. I'm like, how can I bring that, put that to 11?
Right.
And I walked in and
dial it up a little bit.
Yeah, they're giving free mullets at the course, and they donate $1,000 to, I don't know what charity. Do we know?
$1,000 to charity?
I believe that's true.
Come on.
You know, I think today,
what a great organization.
I hope today wasn't the only day for that.
It did sound like that in the pressers, where they were saying it was a today thing.
I'm just thinking about that now, and I hate that I had to think about it, because
I need a haircut so bad. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, I made that sound nice. I just wanted a free haircut.
Right.
I couldn't care less if they took the money and burned it. You fucking joking my ass? All I wanted is a fucking haircut. All right, well, that's ruined. Now Cam Smith's not so fucking cool.
They might be there.
But a little insight on Cam Smith. I heard from an inside source.
Boy.
That being me. some drivers have their own designated driver than the rest. There's just a big gang of them that drive people around. Cam Smith likes to drive his own vehicle.
Really?
He has, I think he rents a vehicle or
whatever. He's a man of the people. See, he doesn't need someone to do all this stuff.
That's because he can finally do it. Because, you know, over here at Liv, we offer people parking spots.
So, nice,
you know,
true.
He probably hasn't been able to drive for a while.
I think it's just because he's a wild animal.
Yeah, he's my guy.
I thought that was interesting. And everybody associated with him that I've met, just all of the whole crew is just absolute, like, friendly, gracious, and fun to talk to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're wild boys
down
there, dude.
It's weird that maybe his dumbest fan can't get a word in edgewise with him.
Who are you referring to?
Maybe they'll do an event, like a charity event.
Listen, Cam.
Maybe they'll use Chubb as the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
For when that might be our angle. Cam, we should shave your head today.
Guys, it's not.
We shave your head tonight, we have a chance at Cam tomorrow.
I don't think we need to shave it. He'll look at the guy and be like, oh, wait, this is the kid?
It's
No, I'm convinced that Cam already knows who Chubb is, and he like talks about him behind his back.
Yeah,
he's
but
like,
he says good things.
Again. That's that kid again.
He's like, man, what if I could get on that pod? You know?
Like, they have a nickname for you. With like him and Mark Reed.
Listen, Cam would respond to my numerous requests to talk to him if he heard me. A lot of times, he's just really far away and he didn't hear me say what's up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's not necessarily dogging me. Mm. What he's doing is just, he's laser focused. He's dialed in. He's the captain of the punch. You know, he needs to will his team to a win.
You know, for a guy that's taking mushrooms, he's pretty kind of a tight ass.
Well, he's playing for millions of dollars in the golf.
I also think the angle might be.
Who took mushrooms?
What?
Who took mushrooms?
Cam Smith, apparently.
Yeah. And that might have been kind of an off-the-record piece of information we found out.
But I get the vibe, like, I would have assumed that. So I thought we were just throwing that out there. I would have assumed that with a guy like him. I get the feeling that he is kind of a wild animal, which is why he has to keep it in. Like, he can't, you know, like, I'm sure he would love to just, like, be out there and outgoing, but I think he is way too much of a wild card. Like, he might just, like, be like, oh, this is that Chubba guy, and, like, twist your nipple and slap your face and be like,
He does that to me all the time. We play these fun, friendly games together because we're boys.
Also, here is a heck of a fisherman.
Yeah, I mean, the guy angles like no other.
Speaking of fishermen, was that you who asked that? Was that DJ?
Yeah, I asked DJ if he was on an island for the rest of his life, would he rather take Paulina or his fishing pole? And he only got one choice.
His answer?
He said he couldn't answer. So I'm sure he's probably sleeping on the couch tonight.
Yeah, that is a wild one. That's a weird one to opt out of.
Yeah. The guy likes fishing.
My wife! Yeah. You know, like, that's.
What would Tom Brady say to that? football or Giselle?
Well,
I think there's a little turmoil going on there on the home front.
Yeah, but Tom Brady.
I heard they're living in different houses. TMZ reported they're living in different houses right now.
Well, he'd be like, "It's fine. I kiss my son anyway, so I'm not missing. Yeah, I'm not missing out on anything too crazy."
Guys, can we stick to sports here for crying out loud?
Sports.
We have 2 days to play remaining in Chicago. First event ever, and it's just so great to see professional golf back in the Windy City.
Wow. Yeah, Chicagoland.
Because the other tour had been neglecting it for decades.
Yeah, they made that pretty clear.
Yeah.
That the PGA Tour doesn't come to Chicago. There must be some kind of beef.
Huh.
With the entire city.
The whole city.
It's interesting.
Maybe with the mayor.
Wow. Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah. Speaking of that, something totally non-related. There were some articles out there of Monahan spending on private jets.
What's he spending on?
A lot on private jets.
On private jets.
Any fucking thing he wants, really.
Yeah, it basically came out to that he was the second highest paid person in like 2020 or 2021 behind Dustin Johnson. And Dustin won the tour championship that year. So like he got that extra cash, and Monahan still was just behind him for the second highest paid person in the PGA.
Huh. Yeah, and it's like, you know, we were talking with, you know, Pat Perez, and what other, there's no other professional sport that the best players in their professions in the world are losing money if they don't do good. You know, we'll see guys in the MLB and the NBA, you know, they might, you know, bat, you know, a 208 on the season, but they're still getting paid. You know, these guys
can go and miss a cut,
and be out $8,000 that week and not get paid anything, when Monahan has a salary. He's guaranteed money. He has a private jet that he can use for free. You know, he has places he can stay at. It's not fair. And I think at LIV, you know, everybody between the players and guys like us that are getting a platform that we would never have on the PGA Tour is bringing golf together more than it ever has, you know, rather than people like Rory McIlroy who are, you know, dividing the hell out of
the being more, a little crap. You know, that's a great point, too, because, like, a lot of skeptics of the LIV Tour will use that like guaranteed money aspect as a way to say it's not competitive. When you really think about it, in the landscape of sports, every other athlete in the world has a guaranteed contract.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're still
nobody
get paid
is.
No matter what in the NBA, they get paid no matter what in the MLB, they get paid no matter what in the NHL, they get paid no matter what in the whatever one I forgot to list off there.
WNBA.
Those leagues are all competitive. I don't know how you could ever say that they're not.
Yep.
Just because you get, like, just because you don't have to go out and maybe not be able to pay your bills if you don't play well, like,
that's insane.
That doesn't make it not competitive.
And like, also, just like you're saying, like, guaranteed, there's a difference. It's the same setup exactly where there's guaranteed money in their contract, and then there's incentive based,
right,
just like any sport.
Yeah.
Like it's literally the exact same, which makes it to me much more appealing. Now, I do understand in that regards, like, I could understand people getting worried about the the way that golf used to be, being that this is changing it more to the way that every other fucking sport is done. But so I could understand like being worried about getting away from that, but here's the thing. If you don't just make it a complete us-against-them battle and you just accept it as another league, and then it doesn't have to be.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. It's only, you know, one league that's decided that the other league can't play in it. You know, like, so I think, the prize money with the teams aspect, which also – this is a complete side note. Teams thing that I didn't think about. I was talking to
Elon. I love that really quick switch up.
I was talking to Elon's caddy. And Sonny, I know we had talked about things like about like difference for caddies, like maybe the caddy using a rain. Yeah. He was saying, and I didn't even think about this. I don't want to misquote when it, or like missay when he said it might not have been the first time, but sharing notes with the caddies of the other golfers on the team.
Oh, really? Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Like, he was like, it's like really nuts. He's like, you know, I'm out there where you're golfing. And he said, it's really cool because you see these pros playing with, let me back that up. These veterans playing with these young cats and like seeing, you know, so-and-so with somebody who might never talk to them. Mm-hmm.
and they're out there playing like warm-up rounds, or they're out there playing together. And the caddies getting together and sharing notes, which I didn't even think about. I mean, what about that fast? I doubt that that's done.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine that people share notes.
Yeah, and speaking of caddies, Pat Perez's caddy was saying he's having the best year of his 22-year career as a caddy.
Yeah.
I mean, these caddies are getting paid well. These caddies are getting paid for to stay here, which the PGA Tour doesn't do. They put them up at the hotel. They're getting taken care of just like the players. Obviously not as much money, but the caddies are getting paid. They're not only paying the players more, they're paying the caddies more.
Yeah.
Guaranteed money.
And, like, on that, like, the kind of on the note of the PGA versus LIV thing, like, one of the arguments I've heard is that it's, like, the changing of the format makes it not competitive. And, like, if you look at, again, going back to look at the landscape of sports, every single league has changed things recently. Like the MLB with the pitch clock.
Like, the bigger bases, all that belongs.
Yeah, all of that stuff. The NHL changed their entire overtime format to go 3-on-3. The NFL, obviously you can hardly even play defense in that league anymore. Same thing with the NBA. Like, if you were to take those leagues and compare them today to 1980, they're all drastically different. So, like, to say that LIV's not competitive because they're playing a different format or, you know, whatever, because they changed something is lunacy, because every sport has done that because you have to gain the younger audience. Like, things change. The social media era comes in. Like, back in the day, you could kind of do whatever you want because you have to get fans in the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't. People can watch wherever they're at. And, like, a little change like this, I think, is great.
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's only going to get in the like on that with the caddies and in the money getting paid. I think, like, events, you know, you have the pro-am. Well, there's got to be an annual caddy now tournament, you'd think. Maybe one day where the caddies play for some money.
I love that.
You know what I mean? Like, just one event once a year even, or what I, like, I don't mean every event have a caddy day, but, like,
little all-star weekend.
Yeah, we'll just have the caddies play for some cash. Have a caddy purse, you know. What's, you know, today's the first day of the event, so one at the end of the year, you know, say Miami in this year's or whatever year it's going to be.
Well, look at a fat payday in Miami, regardless with the purse being at, you know, I think it's 50 million for Miami, the purse. Yeah, it's some crazy shit.
I'll believe it. That's
almost three times as much as the highest PGA Tour purse.
I'm going to lay down a futures bet on the caddy day, and I'm going to take Kessler Crane.
100%.
Well, did you just copy my pick?
Yeah. I didn't even have to pick him. It's already.
I'm going to take Bryson's
caddy. Well, I feel like I picked Ziegler? Kessler.
What's his name? Bryson's caddy named Ziegler?
I'll take Kessler.
Kessler
and Patrick Reed's caddy.
I think I'm going to take Lee Westwood's caddy from today.
His fiance.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of fiancés.
She can play from the Reds.
I got a chance to see Paulina Gretzky in person.
Yeah. How'd that go for you?
And
my goodness. Did you
for everybody
lose your
out
breath?
There, it's everything that you would expect.
And she's good at hockey.
She was
yes,
really,
she's very good at hockey.
She was really stealing some eyes.
Yeah,
I mean, it was amazing.
People were starstruck seeing her.
She is beautiful. I'm going to go ahead and say there isn't one significant other out there that I haven't seen. That's just
there's a lot of good looking.
It's almost intimidating.
Yeah, it really is. And I'm not even. And I guess I shouldn't even limit it to. And this is a question because I think Drunk of the Turn, have you been to a PGA again?
Drunk by the Turn, dude.
His name's Achilles.
Get it goddamn right.
Excuse me. We can go back and edit this, Chubba. Have you been to a PGA event?
No, never.
Okay, I haven't either. But are the women, by and large, normally this attractive?
I typically, when you have millions of dollars in your bank account, yes, they are.
Well, so the buzz that I have heard is that there's, especially at the Boston event, is that there's more, like, single young women at that event than normal.
I think it's just a young crowd, and I think attracting both sides. You know, you might just get a group of 10 people or 8 people that go together, guys and girls, and usually those people are in the 20 to 40 range. So
the good thing about LIV too is you don't even have to watch the golf the whole time. I mean, there's a fan village, dude.
Exactly.
Where it's people a, just go.
It's a fucking party, bro.
Yeah. Shout out St. Lucia threw down again tonight.
Yeah, they played in.
They were in the.
We actually got a chance to hang out.
The keyboardist
with them.
Was in the group with the Pats that
they
we walked
really
with
awesome.
The pro.
They were
phenomenal
dudes, man. Yeah. Awesome guys.
Maybe you guys can
great
make
band
get. OAR hooked up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of Paulina, though, is there a golfer in the world right now who can beat Dustin Johnson?
No, I mean, no. I was, and this is the thing I picked up on, too, like my very first, it was the Pro-Am day, you know, when we were here, I saw DJ go to the range, and it just his just the way he carries himself.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to tell DJ what the fuck to do.
Dude, when you see that little saunter, you're just like, okay,
like
I'm going to lose
strut
today.
It's kind of like a mini McGregor walk, but not as dominant.
Right. It's like kind of low vibration, but it's like it's power. It's a power walk.
He's out there like, you know, they know who the fuck he is.
Yeah.
He's also
and
just a big motherfucker.
Yeah, he really
like
is.
The way he's playing right now is unbelievable. Like, it might be the best golf he's ever played in his life, and I don't think there's anyone on earth who can beat him right now.
When DJ, you know, gets hot, there's nobody in this world that's better than DJ.
And he's hot. The boy's hot.
He's fucking hot.
Yeah, to say the least.
The boy is hot right now.
To say the least.
And you know, another thing, Taylor Gooch is, you know, I think DJ is kind of taken away because he's playing so well, but Gooch has been playing phenomenal lately.
Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor Gooch is, you know,
top five at the BMW.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was doing well before he came over, right?
Or yeah.
He's
a good boy.
He had a good year. Yeah. He's a young guy, too.
Yeah, great name.
He's got that little, like a pimp walk almost.
DJ?
DJ.
Yeah, a little bit. Like, it
so
almost like
his lower back's like bothering.
Yeah, it almost looks
bit.
Like
what
there's some
walk?
Sort of injury
like
in the
limp.
Hip or
like
the back. Or
I think
it's probably from
walk.
So much.
Yeah, but it's, yeah, it's really, yeah, it's probably that the big old cock dragging
well, I was
him
thinking
down.
It was either that or the fucking.
A little too much fucking?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Who was
doing a little pegging?
Ooh.
Never know.
No,
you know,
we don't. Judge.
We
that's
don't
fine.
No
if
shame.
He likes that,
no,
that's
we
fine.
We do not
there's
kink
no shame.
We don't kink shame one bit.
No, whatever you're into, you're into.
But I got to tell you, the way he's playing, it is fun to watch. We were on 18 today, and we were where we were stationed. We were kind of blind to the approaches. We couldn't really see. We could see the green. We couldn't see the guys out in the fairway. And we saw two balls come in, and they were, you know, they were all right. Like, hit the green, kind of rolled off. And then one just came smack dab right in the middle, right at the pin. And everyone, we all turned to each other, and it was just like, well, that was DJ 100%. And it was.
It was. He tapped
it. It was never in doubt.
Or no. That was a part. No, that wasn't that one.
Update, I'm watching this. I'm watching these replays, and DJ.
I love they're only showing Dustin.
Yeah, DJ does not have a peggable ass.
Well, I mean,
he
birdied fucking half of the holes. I mean.
Yeah, six birdies on the front today.
Dustin does that. I mean, I remember when his swing was the only, he was the only one, like, cupping that wrist and bringing the club back closed, and now it's like. Even Bryson, I mean, sorry, not Bryson, Brooks. Brooks' swing is almost identical to Dustin's.
Was he out there today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see him at all.
Yeah, we never see him. He just, like, flies under the radar.
We saw him on the first hole today.
Yeah, we did. I saw him a few times today, but. Wait, no, you guys are talking about Bryson.
No,
Brooks.
Brooks.
I didn't see Brooks. I saw Bryson today because he was playing with Cam, you know, so I saw. Mm. And I will say, I mean, you know, Bryson, more cut, not the beefcake. I mean, I feel like he's even trimmed down from when a couple weeks ago in Boston. But, man, is that a handsome fella.
Yeah.
Like,
he
looks good.
He got a great smile.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. When you see him in person, it's hard to not get
really
horny.
He really is. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, it's easy in the media for the past years to, like, just picture him sort of worse because the villain that was sort of painted as him. When you see him, it's like.
He's a hot man.
Yeah,
he is. And he's not even like, he's got a little bit of that dad bod going, like a little, like he's not cut. You know what I mean? He's got a little bit of a,
like
he's big and beefy, but he's got that, he's got a little bit of a tummy on him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he's still like bronze as a statue. And there's something about him when you see him, you're just like, my God, if I was attracted to men, I would be so fucking stiff right now.
Yeah, I bet you have to say that to yourself a lot.
I say it to the entire podcast audience.
Yeah, and also, though, it did look like he was making an effort to be dapping up, like, people more
And I will say, you know, sorry, it did seem a little forced, like, but it, like, he definitely was, you know, I saw him apologize once, like when he missed a dap up and came back and dapped like somebody.
Brooks
and,
did that?
Bryson.
Oh.
That's who I was talking about.
Okay.
Were you talking
they
about
have different names? Yeah, I was talking about Brooks.
Kind of yeah, I think we it was like yeah.
Like I guess, so Bryson. I was talking about Bryson who was playing with Cam this whole time. That's yeah, why I was yeah, saying yeah. Like he would used to be bulky and is now cut.
So
like,
are the
okay, yeah, Brooks. I was talking about Brooks.
Yeah, I thought so because I was like Bryson doesn't have a tummy. That
no, nor
like
do, nor does he have the sex appeal that Brooks has.
Yeah, I wasn't. Sex appeal never came out of my mouth, but he is.
Brooks is a hot man.
Oh, yeah. Brooks.
Dude,
Brooks.
I don't even think so because I just hate his vibe when I look at him.
You know, my brother, not to call him out, same thing he used to say. I'd be like, oh, Brooks is like a cool dude. My brother would be like, I think he's a fucking douche.
You're telling me you don't get a little horned up when you see Brooks?
No, because I need, like, Bryson's got that happy, like, you know, but you look at Brooks and I just see, like, a black hole.
Yeah, Brooks makes me feel like
Brooks
I'm not
does
even supposed
kinda,
to be
and now
there.
That I've like paid more attention like, after, after fake, you know, like or after like you know that whole controversy and how much hate there was towards Bryson, like now that I've seen Brooks a few times in person and everything like that, yeah, there isn't a whole lot of good energy.
No, I'm not attracted
him.
To low vibrations like that.
Yeah, he
I
is.
Understand.
I will
okay,
give you low vibration yeah. on that. Which
I understand
is strange
that
to me.
In a fuck, marry, kill, you wouldn't marry him, but you would fuck him.
Well, it depends who's on the list.
I'd probably fucking marry him. He has $200 million in his bank account.
Yeah, but I feel like
right, but if we
do.
Were to throw other golfers in that, they all
yeah,
would.
Yeah, but
you know
I
what
see
mean?
Past that.
It would.
I go for personality. And
yeah.
Looks.
Yeah, yeah, you do.
I absolutely do.
Well, personality and looks, that's not the same thing.
Well, no, I know. It's the two things you're
right,
go for. Personality, you got you need the full caboodle, you know?
I mean, yeah, no, but okay. A, you go for looks, not personality. And B, I understand Brooks might not have the personality that would fit you.
He doesn't have
but
my look either.
The man
when
is
I look
hot.
At him, I don't see hot because I just see like a miserable dude, like a douchebag.
He definitely doesn't have
attractive to me.
Fuck, marry.
If I had to choose a fuck, marry, kill. Obviously,
yeah.
I'm not
like, so
marry
what's
him
the
I
three?
Him.
I guess I could
right.
kill him. I guess
no.
Yeah, absolutely.
No.
Well, you know,
question.
But you can't just blindly.
No question.
We can't
even
blindly.
Need the other two guys. He's killed.
I've got to disagree with both of you here. You can't. He's just blindly saying fuck, which pause.
Really want,
the man is. He's, when you see him, your breath is taken away.
No, I didn't
there's
feel
a split
that way
second
whatsoever.
Where it's like.
I don't feel that way.
But you're also blindly saying kill, which is a little crazy.
I definitely do a little extra staring at Bryson. You look him up and down. You know?
You do. You definitely do. Yeah. He's just,
no.
He is,
Bryson? He's
he
too
is,
short.
He is that good.
Not that short.
He's
maybe
5'8".
He is not 5'8".
Brooks is a 6'2", 6'3".
Brooks is a very, very solid 6 foot on the dot, probably.
Yeah, and Bryson's 6'1".
No, Bryson is not taller,
way taller
than Brooks.
Than I thought in person.
Yeah.
Bryson is not
6'1".
Taller than Brooks.
Yes, he is.
Look
Let's
it up.
Put it up. Let's
pull it up.
I got Brooks. I'm looking Brooks. Somebody else get.
Another thing that I wanted to bring up as well is
6 feet. Brooks
that had me,
Brooks.
You know.
That's
you
not true.
It. You nailed it right on the money. 6 foot straight.
Yeah, I told you. Brooks has a very, but Brooks thinks he's 6'2". I think. You know,
6'1", Bryson.
Tells
I just and I nailed
there's
the other
no
one.
No way
and
that's
I nailed
true.
The other one. Shove them.
There
you're
is
just
no way that's
dicks
true.
All day.
No.
You're never going to notice
what?
Their height.
you think no, I was saying Brooks definitely thinks he's 6'2". But,
oh, definitely.
But anyway, because he is. Something Chubba brought up yesterday was funny as shit. Is can we talk about why Patrick Reed sounds so forced when he talks? Like somebody's forcing him to talk.
Can we talk about the king? Like
probably
that?
Has debilitating social anxiety.
I could see that. He only gets bad publicity. Like nobody ever
king.
Has a nice thing to
what
say
is it?
Other than
he's the king.
Hey man, where's Robin Kinney from South Park?
When I asked him a question, when I asked him if he practiced more or less, he peeked down to see what my badge said. My media badge.
Yeah, no, I definitely
he was wondering like he didn't know exactly who he was talking to.
Without talking to him at all, it definitely seems like he is very guarded.
He is, but he also was like talking to us about not judging books by their covers and like he's
well,
just a regular dude.
They just
know?
Really I think
I'm telling you guys
really
turned me.
Rap.
I think they've dragged his image like yeah, they dragged they've taken shit and they've ran with it that other golfers have. I mean, I think for example, you know, Phil Mickelson who's you know, I like Phil, but the stuff that he's done is 10 times, you know, more
yes.
controversial than Patrick
Thank
Reed.
You.
And Patrick Reed is still being just on this back burner of just, I totally understand his lawsuit now, and I'm not gonna lie. I used to be, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, one of those biased people that
everybody,
you know,
was
so brainwashed by the media. And now it's like I've met Patrick Reed. You know, he's a solid dude, and you know, I really
absolute
don't give a fuck
stud.
What anybody else has to say. You know,
right.
I support Patrick Reed.
Yeah,
I think
fuck
he's fucking
yes,
awesome,
dude.
So yeah, and his caddy Kessler, he's fucking
yeah.
Man,
no, but that
so.
Is a really good point. Like the media just happened to pick him, and then like. I don't know, dig into everything and put a bunch of stuff out there where it's like, if you did that with any of these guys, I'm sure there would
be I mean,
some stuff that people wouldn't like. And it's a second chance, you know? Everyone does. If those things, and this
college,
is a big
man,
if.
Dude, like,
right, and if those things are true.
Yeah, there's no proof.
Like, right, and like everyone deserves a second chance, and I'm not even saying they are true. But...
You know what's crazy?
I don't think Patrick Reed would ever
like,
do something like that.
Me
like 48 cars and like cheated on his wife and all that stuff. And like everyone's like, oh, thank God Tiger's back after fucking possibly a 78
DUI.
Great
point.
Yeah.
Great
point. And like you're like, yeah, this guy moved sand.
Tiger Woods by accident. He moved sand by accident. Tiger Woods is a womanizing drug addict. And Patrick Reed accidentally moved sand one time and everyone's all up in his ass.
It's like Tiger Woods fucks up time after, like, he's to this day the dude fucked up, you know, he fucks up all the time.
Yeah,
his on the course shit has just
he's had more second chances than anyone, and he continues to blow.
And
it.
This is a very hot take, but I think, other than, you know, obviously John Daly likes boozing and shit, but I think Tiger Woods has had a crazier fucking life than John Daly as far as drugs and alcohol and partying. But there's just more, it was never, you know, on camera because of who he is. You know, Daly just didn't give a fuck.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, again, I think, yeah, you're right. I you know what? I mean, I don't even think Daly. That's necessarily as hot of a take, because it was well covered that Tiger loved his pills, but then it was never brought up, like, more than the one time. You know, like it would be like, yeah, and he was on pills. Like,
the only,
shame
right.
on you.
Reason
like,
that, probably not. The only reason that it probably doesn't check out is because John Daly wakes up every day and immediately starts drinking until he goes to sleep.
Well, yeah, and Tiger's also prescribed probably those pills.
Those are legal, right? He does it
all
by the books.
Well, Tiger is definitely still on pills. I mean,
but he's probably also just like continuously in pain. I feel like once you're a celebrity and have a doctor,
so
like you're constantly prescribed, you know, muscle
relaxers.
See, here we go, making excuses for the guy again.
No, I'm just saying, like, that doesn't take away the fact that he's probably might have been abusing them and uses them a lot, but it's something that is still skated over. Like, I'm not, because I don't think he ever illegally obtained pills.
I think
pills.
What you're trying to say is like the fact that why does Tiger Woods not have such a bad image as Patrick Reed?
Well, yeah, exactly. And to more to the point too is that like it is different when the conversation is negative about you rather than just accepted about you, you know, like, so like, you know, okay, maybe those things are true about Patrick Reed, but why the fuck was it a headline so far? What does it have to do with golf? Obviously you need people to listen and watch, but then on the same turn, why wasn't it more spoken about with Tiger? I mean, Tiger was fucking, I mean, didn't his wife fucking smash his fucking windshield in with a golf club?
Yeah, because he cheated on her a million times.
You know, like, but, like, and I guess there were stories about her, but they didn't go, like, I felt like they weren't digging really too far into who Tiger had been banging, because I think if you go back through
every
time,
waitress that ever served him food.
Yeah. If you go back through time, it's just very apparent that he was just running through every Hooters waitress. So...
And, like, Tiger, dude, it's crazy because his taste in women were fucking horrible. I mean,
well. That's because he was so sheltered as a child. He just didn't know how good
he probably could
do.
Yeah, I just wanted
he
to
just
get
like
a hold
got
whatever.
A little, the girl touched his arm, and he was, like, you know, at the old.
Went from 6 to midnight.
He's the Michael Jackson of golf.
Yeah.
Just making all these excuses
so
behavior.
We got day 2 tomorrow. Day 2 of
the punch
tomorrow.
Will be taking the lead.
The Aces have a one-shot lead,
and
right
they will
now.
Be
let's
holding
get some
on
takes
to it
for tomorrow. That way, you know, we can come back and circle around. Maybe
okay. I'll tell you exactly what's going to happen. Cam's going to take the overall lead, and if he doesn't, he's
let's
just
take some real takes, not just sucking dicks.
Well, that's my team. You know what I mean? Those and like, let's just go through who's in charge right now in terms of our picks. It's me. I chose the right picks. My team is in second. My individual champion is in second. We're in a great spot.
Nobody winning.
To make
you have no winners right now. No first place. You're just
it's Friday.
You're first, you're last.
We're after it's Friday.
If you're not first. You're last. Who's first? Who's in first?
Does the event end on Friday?
Doesn't matter.
No, it ends on Sunday. What we've done, what we as the Punch have done today, is put ourselves in a great position to attack the weekend.
Yeah. Sounds like somebody who's in second.
Who was your individual champion?
Who's Bryson. My team, you mean?
Dead last.
First? Yeah, okay.
What? Well, not T5, for long.
T5 and team in first, so.
The punch are going to crumble. This is the week that they fall.
ESPN has the live leaderboard on their website.
Yes, I was noticing that today. So I've always tried to like follow up because I try to remember who some of these people are or like how they did on the day. And ESPN hasn't had it. And Liv's getting better, but they weren't necessarily the best at updating all of their stuff. And ESPN has it now. I was like on and it brought me to the ESPN link. I thought it was going to bring me to the normal Liv link when I check it out.
Well, yeah, why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they what?
Have the Liv leaderboard up there.
Because
no, I'm talking about on my phone.
You'd think they'd have some kind of relationship with PGA and not want to cover Liv, not want to have Liv scores on their website. You think somebody would have got to him by now and said, don't put Liv
on.
And
to be honest with you, I don't think – I don't.
But they're journalists.
Yeah, but still.
They cover sports.
Yeah,
maybe. This is sports.
I guess you're right. Maybe yeah, that's me blowing it out of proportion.
Liv
but
is sports.
I think it's the first time it's been there. In the four tournaments.
Okay, so that's what I was thinking.
Before
like,
you couldn't even remember. How many times did we try to find the Liv leaderboard on Google before, and we had to scroll down for like however long? When you type in Liv leaderboard now, you get the ESPN leaderboard right on top.
And so the boys are making waves.
So yeah,
and that's probably, to be honest, due to the punch GC and their resurgence.
Well, so I think also what it really has to do with is that I think people are starting to understand. This team thing is really going. I think it's pretty clear that there's going to be established teams.
Well, yeah, when you have a team like the Punch, like how would you not?
So I think Matthew Wolf's going to shoot the lowest tomorrow. I don't think he's going to be in the lead. I think Dustin will hold the lead, but I think Matthew Wolf is going to shoot the lowest score tomorrow. I think the Aces stick out in front because
Homer.
So I think.
I mean, I have to. I think Patrick Reed's going to go low tomorrow, and
of course
I think
he is. He's
Dustin's
the king.
Probably going to shoot 5 under.
I think Chikara from the Fireballs. I think he's going to take the lead tomorrow. I think he ends in the lead.
The overall lead.
Yep.
Wow. this is amazing take.
Shit.
What did he end today at?
He was up there. I mean, he had a good round.
I think
round,
he's in third place.
Dustin Johnson's still playing tomorrow.
I think Ian Poulter's due for a hell of a round tomorrow.
I like that.
Dude, speaking of him, he had those disco picnic pants on.
Yeah, I mean, the guy always dressed
that out was sick.
He's a unique dresser.
It looked good. It looked great.
Yeah, absolutely. He's been
just rocking
always,
the old school.
I will say his pants game is unlike any other. He wears so much plaid. That guy. I can only imagine what his closet looks like.
Do you think his are those hot or are they like?
No,
they're,
I was trying
no,
to get a good
those
look
are
at
breathable.
The old school
pretty,
plaid
yeah,
is hot.
Yeah, they were pretty, and they were also kind of stylish in the way that they weren't form fitting. They were kind of like those like
almost,
runway pants.
Yeah,
I thought
they
were
almost
a little,
had some like bell bottom too.
Yeah, them. Yeah. Like I think those are some nice.
Yeah, the boys got flavor to them for sure.
Yeah.
Well, who do you got?
Me,
Ian Poulter.
Yeah, I think Poulter. Poulter's due for a big round. Yeah.
He's going to be the lead tomorrow.
I'm not saying he's going to be in the lead, but I'm saying I think he's going to have a hell of a day, and he may finish, you know, individually that day, the lowest score that day, but no, there's no shot he gets in the lead.
I think Swofford and Piot bring them up into fourth place.
Yeah, the Punch will lead, and Cam Smith will be the overall number one leader on the board. That's a promise.
I really hope. Do you guys really think they're not doing mullets tomorrow?
I hope to God they are.
The kid just wants a haircut. Yeah. I'll cut you up, dude.
Yeah, but it'd be so much better if it was for the, you know, for Cam, especially because Chubba didn't do it today. Even
and
had a chance to. Such a big Cam
I
fan.
I have a mullet already.
Yeah, you're such a big Cam fan. You could have got it touched up. You know? But no, he didn't even want to donate $1,000 to sick, starving kids. They haven't had clean water in months.
What's the charity's
Chubba's
name?
Chubba's over here just being like, no, I don't want to hear.
What charity does it go to?
The sick.
the sick and dying
kids.
The
sick dying, hungry children.
Yeah. Rory McIlroy Foundation for Kids with Crying Disorders.
Yeah. Rory, dude, what a
Chubba,
mess.
We're hungry.
I had a golf event to cover, dude. Cam needed me out there to cover all of his great shots and great putts, and I just wish the boy could play without the hat. Like, when is the shark going to cave on that one, you know.
Oh, do you have to wear a hat?
I doubt it.
Dude, when you golf, well, you have to wear a hat.
Okay, but let's get into that, though. Cam clearly doesn't. He didn't wear a hat in the Pro-Am.
Hat is normally a very big
sponsor
spot.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Pay a lot for a hat, so.
How much?
I mean,
yeah, but no, that
man just signed a contract for $100 million.
Yeah, that makes sense. I never thought about
that. Well,
we're
talking about the world
point.
Number three, the Open Champion, Cam Smith.
Yeah, but imagine
that's a sponsor spot
imagine,
that nobody passes.
Hear me out here.
It's
imagine if,
so it's got to be a couple million.
Like
yeah.
like Troy Polamalu or whatever. Imagine if Head and Shoulders just sponsors his hair.
A couple million for just the hat.
Oh yeah,
no, it's not just the hat, but it's in the contract that hat. Polo.
I mean,
whatever.
I'm sure he has.
Yeah, but not only
club.
That, like, it's yeah. the same reason why, you know, like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's in those numbers for Article of Clothing. It's yeah. the same reason you can't wear, like, certain sunglasses or, like, whatever in the NFL, like, even the most minuscule thing, because it is huge money to pay for that. People will pay huge money for that.
I know that they will, but if Cam doesn't want to wear the hat, you think that he's...
I think he'd be breaking his
if
contract,
he had the,
probably, if he didn't wear
if he had the option, hey, I don't have to wear this hat.
I don't think he would wear the hat if he had the option, but I think you take the money there because it's just a hat.
So you're saying that Liv, if you didn't want to wear a hat, you didn't have to?
No.
I don't know.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, I've definitely, there's been golf, I mean, there's plenty of pictures of John Daly. So
no, you don't have to. In the PGA,
hats.
I mean, Daly, the tournaments
yeah,
he played.
Yeah, Daly, I don't even
St.
know
Andrews
if I've ever
without a hat.
Yeah, you just, I don't even remember too many
times
that he's played
seen,
with a hat.
I don't think I've ever seen John Daly on tour with a hat.
Yeah.
This is very interesting.
Yeah, it's not part of the wardrobe. It's just that sponsor.
I'm not saying I don't
you
believe
see,
you guys,
you
but I will be checking.
Like,
I mean,
will
think,
be checking
think,
with the shark about this.
Think of the time you've seen John Daly with a hat on.
Front sponsor, side sponsor, like
totally. Totally.
Yeah, why would you give up on those? There's two huge.
Yeah, that's huge money.
Now, do you guys think?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because you have a goddamn beautiful mullet that you dip in God's salt water every day
the, yeah,
and then run a brush through it.
But what about
that's
the
why.
Head and Shoulders sponsorship? Like, that's what
yeah,
we
Yeah, if
to
you wore
getting.
A hat that said Head and Shoulders, it'd be worth a lot of money. But if you didn't.
No, but I'm saying, like, Troy Polamalu used to do the commercials. And
yeah, I know. But how much brand awareness when somebody's playing around a golf do you get? You know what I mean?
But you pay for it to have him on a commercial, and then he gets to wear his hair out. And the
yeah.
reason he does is the Head and Shoulders.
Yeah, if you did that, if you covered as much as you'd get for wearing that hat. You know?
Well, I'll be checking with the shark on this.
Yeah, check it out. I know it's not a rule, but...
You know it.
Yeah.
100%.
100%.
Yeah, I can't imagine...
What
would
you...
Be
so you would bet anything on it?
I would bet anything on it.
Yeah, I think I second that bet. I don't think you would...
The pants is the only... I mean, and obviously, like...
So if it is a rule, I get to give you a tattoo.
Okay.
My first.
Yeah.
Done.
And if it's not,
I get to give you.
No, the we just
no,
said
no.
done. We
no,
said
no.
done.
So. No, but you didn't say to
All
me
right.
because
Akili
I doubled
from
it
Drunk
up.
By the Turn. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah,
dude.
Go check out his
guys.
Page. That's at Drunk by the Turn.
Stay tuned. I think we got some. Right
Drunk
now.
By Halftime as well.
Yeah.
Drunk by the Founder.
And live
Drunk
by Live Tour Jokes.
Live Tour
yep,
Jokes.
Live Tour Jokes.
We got some content coming tomorrow.
Plenty.
With the group chat golf and Drunk by the Turn. So.
Yeah, we got some collabs coming, and I'm sure we'll do another pod probably even before we leave because
yeah.
we'll probably do one on Sunday.
Yeah, to justify the predictions.
Yeah.
That'll be it.
Are you, yeah. So we're going to put this out on a random Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. Saturday. Oh, tomorrow's Saturday.
Saturday
Damn,
morning.
Time flies when you're having fun. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's late here, so.
All right. Amen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Saturday.
Peace out.